You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Tuesday, May 19, 2026. Take me back to Oklahoma. After years of declining interest, the Anadarko is now an M&A hotbed. Published by Housley Carr. The prospect of procuring steady-as-she-goes production assets at reasonable prices has been spurring interest in the sprawling Anadarko Basin. In just the past few weeks, two privately held producers closed on deals totaling more than $4 billion, and earlier this month, publicly held Diversified Energy, in partnership with Carlyle Group, the global investment firm, announced an agreement to buy a big set of assets from Camino Natural Resources for nearly $1.2 billion. In today's RBN blog, we discuss the big money M&A happening in the Anadarko and the drivers behind it. The 50,000 square mile Anadarko Basin, which is centered in western Oklahoma but extends into the Texas Panhandle and western Kansas, has seen its ups and downs during the shale era. Back in the early to mid 2010s, after the booms in the Bakken and the Eagle Ford, and before the Permian took and held the spotlight, it seemed for a moment that all eyes were on the Anadarko's SCOOP/STACK. We'll make brief mention of the adjoining Ardmore Basin in part two. Production from horizontal wells in the Anadarko continued rising through 2019, with crude oil output peaking at about 500,000 barrels per day and natural gas production approaching 7 BCF per day. But a combination of the COVID shock and better rock and economics elsewhere, especially the Permian, took the wind out of the Anadarko's sails. So did the determination there was pressure communication between the STACK's Meramec and Woodford formations, complicating development there. Put simply, pressure communication means that wells in one formation are interfering with the other rather than behaving independently, a bad thing. E&Ps in the play ratcheted down their Oklahoma capex, production sagged and then plateaued at less impressive levels, about 300,000 barrels per day of oil and 5 to 5.5 BCF per day of gas in recent years. Lately, there's been a lot of M&A in the Anadarko, driven in part by a handful of larger, publicly held producers selling their positions in the basin to focus on other production areas, and, in the process, reduce their debt. The buying side, in turn, is dominated by what you might call serial acquirers, a mix of private and public E&Ps that have been gobbling up one set of Anadarko production assets after another. Sure, the Oklahoma-centric play is more mature and less productive than many parts of the Permian or the Montney Formation in western Canada, another hotspot for recent M&A. But the competition for assets is far less fierce and the per-barrel acquisition costs are considerably lower. There are other benefits too, including the fact that the infrastructure to process and pipe away Anadarko crude oil, natural gas and NGLs is already in place, no Permian-like concerns about available gas processing or takeaway capacity. Also, there's potential upside. Oklahoma gas producers stand to benefit from rising demand from LNG exports and power generators/data centers. And don't forget the play's crude oil resources. According to AI-based modeling by our friends at Novi Labs, the Anadarko has about 6,000 remaining drilling locations with prolific, top-quartile rock. We should note that three Oklahoma counties, Canadian, in STACK, Grady, in SCOOP, and Kingfisher, in STACK, are the top oil producers in the state, in that order. A fourth, Ellis County, home to the hot Cherokee play, has been on the rise lately. In an upcoming blog, we'll have more on how Novi Labs views the assets of the companies we'll be discussing and the Anadarko as a whole. We'll begin our look at Anadarko M&A with an innovatively structured deal announced earlier this month. Publicly owned Diversified Energy said May 6 that it and partner Carlyle Group had executed a purchase agreement for the acquisition of certain oil and gas properties from Camino Natural Resources, a portfolio company of NGP Energy Capital, for $1.175 billion. The assets include about 101,000 acres and 300 million cubic feet of natural gas equivalent per day of production in the SCOOP/STACK/MERGE combo play, MERGE referring to the area between SCOOP and STACK. Approximately 55% of the production comes in the form of natural gas, while 30% is NGLs and 15% is oil. As shown in the blog map, the acreage is highly complementary to the roughly 1.6 million acres Diversified has assembled in Oklahoma over the past several years through earlier M&A. The contiguous nature of the acreage, highlighted in Figure 3 of the blog, is expected to help drive about $7 million in operating synergies and more than $20 million in general and administration, G&A, savings, the company said. Last June, Diversified and Carlyle announced a strategic partnership to invest in up to $2 billion of existing proved developed producing, PDP, oil and gas assets across the U.S. The aim of the partnership, the company said, is to acquire and optimize portfolios of existing long-life oil and gas assets to generate reliable production and consistent cash flow. They noted that as investments occur, Carlyle intends to pursue opportunities to securitize these assets. In connection with the Kamino acquisition, the second deal under the Diversified/Carlyle partnership, the companies will establish a newly formed Special Purpose Vehicle, SPV, to hold the PDP assets they are acquiring, and to issue asset-backed securities collateralized by the underlying cash flows from oil and gas production. Carlyle will hold a 60% ownership interest in the SPV, with Diversified retaining a 40% stake and serving as operator of the assets for a fee. Diversified will contribute about $210 million in cash to the deal and will retain ownership of undeveloped assets outside the SPV. During Diversified's May 7 earnings call, company founder and CEO Rusty Hutson said, "The innovative financing structure allows us to acquire a $1.2 billion asset with a fraction of the balance sheet impact a traditional acquisition would carry. Importantly, we can access an asset of this size and scale without the need to issue additional equity that could dilute our current shareholders." Hutson noted that Diversified has identified approximately 100 actionable, drill-ready inventory locations on the Kamino acreage. Now, inclusive of the Kamino inventory, Diversified will hold 1,000 Oklahoma locations in total, including more than 450 that meet our robust investment hurdles at $65/barrels oil. He added that at a one-rig pace, 11 to 14 wells a year, the location's stockpile would equate to more than 30 years of inventory. Last year, Diversified closed on two major acquisitions. In March 2025, Diversified purchased Maverick Natural Resources, an IG Global Energy Partners-backed E&P with acreage and production in the Anadarko, the Permian's Delaware Basin, and the Arkla Tex Basin, for $1.275 billion. The deal gave Diversified about 750,000 acres in the Anadarko, nearly half its current 1.6 million acres there, and 36,000 BOE per day of production in the basin, as well as another 150,000 acres and 23,000 BOE per day in the Delaware and Arkla Tex. Then, in November 2025, Diversified closed on the $550 million stock and cash purchase of privately held Canvas Energy. That deal, the first under the Diversified/Carlyle partnership, gave Diversified another 241,000 acres and 24,000 BOE per day of production, most of it in Oklahoma's Major, Kingfisher, and Canadian counties. About $400 million of the transaction was financed via a Carlyle-arranged asset-backed securitization. Next up is the $1 billion-plus purchase of natural gas and NGL production assets and associated infrastructure in the Western Anadarko by Jonah Energy and two of its partners from Scout Energy Partners. All the companies involved are privately held. Under the transaction, which closed on May 1, Jonah and its partners, Eiger Operating Company and Burke Royalty Company, acquired a total of about 10,500 operating wells producing more than 250 million cubic feet of natural gas equivalent per day of natural gas, NGLs and crude oil, plus some helium, across about 3 million acres in the Southern Plains, plus 7,200 miles of gathering pipelines and a couple of gas processing plants. The purchased assets in western Kansas and the northern part of the Oklahoma Panhandle went to the E.J. Houghton Partnership that Jonah and Eiger Operating formed in December 2025, following the acquisition of Merit Energy Company's Hugoton Field assets. Jonah said the partnership, whose assets are operated by Eiger, is now the largest oil and gas producer in Kansas, with current production of 225 million cubic feet of natural gas equivalent per day across more than 9,000 wells. The acquired assets in the southern part of the Oklahoma Panhandle and the Texas Panhandle, in turn, went to the JBHP partnership that Jonah and Burke Royalty formed in July 2025, after the purchase of High Plains Natural Resources. Burke operates the assets, which currently produce 18,000 BOE per day, 61% of it liquids. In the second blog in this miniseries, we'll look at several other recent big-dollar deals in the Anadarko, including Avinif's $3 billion sale of its assets in the play to Flywheel Energy, which last summer bought the Anadarko assets ConocoPhillips got with its purchase of Marathon Oil. We'll also discuss how Novilabs views the assets held by the companies doing all the buying in the Anadarko, as well as the outlook for future production in the basin. Take Me Back to Oklahoma was written by Henson Cargill and appears as the first song on his 1988 studio album, All American Cowboy. The song is a reflection on home, returning to one's roots, and a nostalgia for living in Oklahoma. Personnel on the record were Henson Cargill, vocals, guitar, and uncredited musicians, other instrumentation. All American Boy is the 8th studio album from Henson Cargill. It features newly recorded versions of previously released material, along with a few new songs penned by Cargill. It was released from the independent Oklahoma City label, Amethyst Records, in 1988. It credits 25 players who participated in the record. It was offered for sale by mail order from Cargill at the time. Henson Cargill was an American country music singer and songwriter from Oklahoma City, known mainly for his number one country music hit single of Skip a Rope, written by Jack Moran and Glenn Douglas Tubb, and released in November 1967. After trying his hand at ranching and being a deputy sheriff in Oklahoma, Cargill started singing country music at bars around the OKC area in the mid-1960s. He joined the Kimberleys Band and moved to Nashville, where he was signed by Fred Foster to a record deal at Monument Records in 1967. He released 8 studio albums and 23 singles. In 1981, he gave up touring to open a nightclub in OKC called Henson's. He retired from the entertainment business in 1988. Henson died in Oklahoma City in March 2007 at 66.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.